Este pendejo tenía como 70 alarms y no se levantaba para nada.
No, bro. You know why? Because I had my alarm. Nah, fuck I had it, my alarm at 5:10. No, digo, I had it 5. No, 5:10, 5:50. You know, every 5 minutes. Because I had to start work at 6. But, dude, I woke up at like 3 in the morning. I didn't know it was 3. I'm like, fuck, I'm late. So I got up. I looked at the time. I was 3. But I woke up hella thirsty, bro. So I fucking... I forgot I had put Pancho's blue Gatorade in there.
Hey, este güey dice, yo no tomo shit. Se robó mi Gatorade, güey.
I know. So I woke up at 3. I'm like, fuck it. I felt good because I still got like 2 hours of sleep.
That's the best.
I did half the Gatorade with cold, with puro ice. It was so good. Es que, you know, we ate the pizza with nothing to drink.
Este
we ate
dice,
the whole pizza with not? Zero
digo,
to drink.
Don't drink. No, don't buy those soda, dije. Le hice casa a Tony, like, como le dije, okay,
$2,
Pancho. No. Pussy, I said I'm going to cut down también, you know. So I'll try to follow my brother. That shit sucked. And I could feel the fucking chile toque could not going down.
See, Joe, and then this pussy didn't even want to go get the ice cream.
Hey, pinche Tony, quiere que vaya ice cream a las 11 de la noche, güey. No mames. Se enojó el puto y ya no me habló for the rest of the hour y se fue a dormir.
Because you're like a whole, you know it's supposed to be me, you, and they. Baskin Robbins is open fucking 24 hours.
But you want to get shot?
Bitch, I went last time.
Because you wanted it so bad. I didn't want it.
You risked it, bro.
Man, you ordered that fucking pizza extra crispy.
I like it like that. See me there.
No, esa estaba beyond burnt, bro.
No, está buena.
You could even, when you bite the pan, güey, nomás era puro, like, charco.
I like that shit. That shit
no, cool. I like medium burnt, dude.
No, I put
so like the one from last week. I had the pizza the whole time, and I maxed on it. Nothing to drink. Then I went to sleep. Woke up at 3, thirsty as fuck. Then I went back to sleep, and then I woke up at 4.
Me too.
Thirsty as fuck. I guess so I hit the other half of the Gatorade with ice. Felt so good. Then fell asleep. Woke up at 5. I'm like, oh, my alarm hasn't gone up. Next thing you know, 5:48.
Damn.
I had a gun it to work 100 miles on the freeway. Zoomed through all the reds. Got there, 5:59. Right on the button.
I was just like, what the fuck? Yo me levanté, güey. I was like, I didn't know it was going to affect me that bad. Porque a huevo me tenía que quedar... Pinche bare knuckle fighting or knuckle mania yesterday, porque Conor was hears su message. I'm like, I thought he was gonna fight or something.
And his message was,
I own bare knuckle fighting now.
Michael Chandler.
You know, yeah, but I thought you know bare knuckle fighters.
Co-owner.
Co-owner with bare knuckle fighting and said, Paul Malaji, you're fired. I said, you know, Paul, it was faced like this, like the biggest him and Timothy Bradley, biggest hitters in the world. And I said, you fired, homie. And I was just like,
hey, bare knuckles is. I see more than I thought.
Yeah, me too. But
you know what? It is pretty exciting. Though.
Connor, let's say, yeah, we're doing the right move. I'm like, yeah. Para esto me quedé hasta las 1. Y luego me levanté, güey. Bro, I was fucked up, güey. No me sentía as bad, güey. Luego recogí a mi wrestler. And I feel like he was in good spirits. Down, listo. Hey, I'm ready. All right, fucking cool. Y me lo llevé, güey. And I said, you know what, baby? Go inside, güey. Porque it was just too many people. I don't know if it was going to be that big. It was like 16 teams, I think. No, like, y todos los pinches se están quitando los pantalones. You feel like a fucking perv de ahí. Todos los chiquillos en calzones. Let me get the fuck out of here. Dije, ahí los dejo, güey, you know? Y dije, wow. Y luego, güey, voy al baño, güey. 17 guys trying to lose weight. And I'm like, you know you have 5 pounds allowance, bro. Y todos, y luego su coach, keep running, keep running. I'm like, how the fuck you miss weight with 5 pounds allowance, you know? And then my guy goes on the scale. 149 exactly. I'm like, he may say, I'm gonna go down to 138 next week. I'm like, bro, you barely made 159. You know, 149.
I thought you wrestled 144.
5 pounds allowance.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
He Lego. I was like this. Everything was going good hasta que su father showed up. He like, hey, you want anything? I was good at that time. I said, you know what? Stick with water. Pinche Porfi shows up with pinche little 3 little pinche Red Bulls, los chiquititos. Mm-hmm. You go, oh, that's my regular 22 ounce, but I haven't been drinking Red Bulls like te dije, güey. So that's why I've been cranky. Yeah, no. I've been cranky, güey. I'm like, bro, I'm feeling it the way I want it.
How come you didn't get a coffee?
Well, let me get to the story, my guy. So I said, pinche Porfi llegó su bolsita de Walmart con a little tiny coffee. Él. Yo, ten, güey. Dije, Tony's not here. Crab one open. Y lo dije, this is just an 8 ouncer. Cracked another one.
That's 16 ounces already.
Pendejo, tú no estás haciendo nada. You're just watching motherfuckers wrestle.
So I was cool. Y luego la next match, I got mad, you know. Cracked that bitch. Third one? Yeah, that's 22 ounces.
pendejo.
That's the
Oye,
large one.
This yeah, is, that's the large one. How motherfuckers health goes to shit, güey. It's just 22 ounces.
But espérate, güey. Let me tell you.
Three fucking Red Bulls?
I know. Espérate, güey. And I went like this. I knew I fucked up, güey. Porque luego ya como 30 minutes, güey, me quería vomitar, güey.
Fucking Wingstar Sprite.
No, no me hace nada, Tony.
Pachas llegó. You remember the part in...
I became Pegasus, güey.
No, oh. Remember the part in the...
That's not the joke, bitch.
Remember the part in the Bone Thugs and Harmony, the Crossroads video? When the dude started flying off the mountain, when he turned around and he was guiding a bunch of souls, and then he was like an angel, and he started sprouting his wings. That was you, right?
No. Y luego, güey, I knew I fucked up, güey, porque luego no quería comer porque dije, pinche porra, ¿quieres
una pizza? No querías comer, güey.
Le dije, ¿quieres una pizza? Y dije, nah, bro, there's pizza.
Una pizza.
Bro, at 7? This, keep in mind, people, this is all at 7 in the morning.
No, there was like around 9, 10. No, 10, porque la pizza, dije, un pizza.
So you had three rebels in by then.
Yeah. Le dije, la pizza is in by 10. Le dije, but you want a pizza? Nah, güey, yeah, it's too much, güey. Dije, no, güey. Hoy voy a comer clean, güey. You know what I'm saying? And I was like this. Dude, I think the Red Bull me afectó cuando no comí, güey. Then I just wanted to throw up the whole thing. Even right now, ahorita ya no se me quita, pero siento que me quiero vomitar, güey. Like, throw up, and I was like this. What the fuck did I do that for? Like, why did I take them? You know what I'm saying? Y luego empezó todo el wrestling y I'm going to tell you right now, bro. This shit was long as fuck, dude. It started at 8 in the morning. Did not finish till like 4:45, güey. Because there was so many kids. Y luego exhibitions al último. Y todo, and I'm like, I got, man, shout out to all the dads and moms que se quedaron ahí todo el día, la chingada. Even to my brother que vino de trabajar sin dormir y todo ahí estaba, güey. Hasta el último dije, hey, vete a tu casa a dormir, güey. This guy was embarrassing me. He was right next to me.
Yeah, go to your fucking house.
Yeah, just go home. Go to sleep. But it's crazy, way to
stay. Panocha.
Yeah. To start, he did a, I ain't gonna call him a panocha. He did a double. So I was like this. Y le dije así. Damn, bro, I look around, está todos los parents, güey, te está ahí desde, giving up your Sunday?
No, because I was thinking as a kid, I used to say Pinocha.
Pinocha, I don't know what the fuck's that. That's Pinocchio,
güey. He used to correct me. No, it's Panocha.
Y luego,
I hate that word, too.
I give it to the people, literally, we were there like 9-10 hours, bro. And it, dude, ahí, güey, that's one thing I hate about parents, güey. Mm-hmm. Ahí no es como en regular season que te dan tu stand y todo, güey. They put chairs everywhere, güey. You know, güey, se ponen en medio a una señora, le dijeron tres veces, you cannot sit here because you're blocking the path. Everybody go, yeah, güey, se queda sentada allí. Le digo,
because they set the mats in the middle. They usually do it in the track and field.
Yeah, it was the lighthouse. Gym.
So they do the mats in the middle of the, around yeah. inside the track and field, the track. And people, you can obviously put the chairs on the track because that's where people make their laps. Because there's like 12 mats. So you could go around and see all the wrestling, but you could put your chairs like against the walls and shit like that. Pero como digo, hay pinche gente que está.
You know what's crazy? Que yo luego que entré, miré el sexto, güey. Casi todos te quedabas ahí en un mat, güey. Te quedabas con for like 2 matches, güey. So todos los parents iban y ya cuando acababan se levantaban y se iban al otro lado. Pero hay unos güeyes, some ignorant fucks que no se mueven, güey. Y uno, güey, dice, oh, it's our school turn. Oh, los quitábamos. We were rotating, güey, porque es lo que estaban haciendo. Pero luego una pinche vieja no se quitaba. Era un little pathway así, güey. Y se puso su chair y le hace el tour. Can't sit here. Everybody, even the refs are coming through here. Like, you can't sit here. And I was just like, dude, you were like, si estabas sentado, le estabas volviendo el culo a un güey, güey. Porque así estaba de close, güey. And I was like this. It takes a lot, bro. I didn't realize, güey. It takes a lot, güey. Como te dije, güey. Hay unos parents que no lo hacen, güey, que they want to party. Y yo lo miro mucho en my community. It's party, party, party. Porque para levantarte un Sunday, güey, a las 5:30, güey, para llevar a tu kid to weigh in y quedarte ahí 10 hours, it was literally like 12-hour day, güey. Con weigh-ins y la chingada y toda madre, güey. Pero, ¿sabes lo que miré, güey? Even Porfi told me, God damn, bro, you and Pancho gotta have a son already, bro. We need another one. Ya se están acabando los míos, güey. No matter what, dude, it's something so beautiful estar allí, güey. It's just amazing feeling. ¿Sabes por qué? Even miré al kid de nuestro...
I might be busting a couple nuts,
por fin kept telling, bro, tell a girl just to have a kid, te lo de, güey. Para que sea un boy y enseñarle. Y dije, no, thank you, güey.
No, Pancho, he's going to have a gay boy.
Y le dije así, you got a problem with gay people?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
don't like him.
I'm like this. And I went like this. It taught me something like, it is crazy, güey.
You
want
to see a cute baby? Go ahead, keep
going. A lot of people go like, oh, parents, even our generation of kids now, que they all think about is partying, drinking, y todo, güey. Y ahora miré, güey, que yo estaba ahí, estaba medio fucked up. Y eso que no trabajé yo, güey. Mm-hmm. You know? And I go, like, to be there, like, 12 fucking hours, güey. And still worry about your house y toda esa madre, güey. Man, it takes a lot for a parent. It takes a lot for a parent to be
there. That's
why
I always go, like, you want to be a parent, bro? You, like I said, you got to be real. And remember, when you have a kid, you better devote all your time to that kid because it takes a lot to... Everybody could have fucking kids, bro. It takes a lot to raise them.
Yeah.
The right way.
You know what's crazy?
It takes a lot of time. That's why people, you don't have... I'm like, bro, like I said, like, I'll have kids when I'm ready to give up everything to them. I'm not going to have a kid right now knowing that I'm still selfish and shit. I still need my time. I still need to do a couple shit. I still got to do what I want to do. You have a kid, your whole life focus switches from whatever you were doing to that kid now. And rightfully so, right? That's why I go, people need to stop thinking just having kids, bro. Have the kids when you're ready. I'm ready to have. It's a big decision, like you said. Imagine these parents, you do that once every couple weeks, maybe once a month. These parents do that shit every week.
And that's the thing, güey, que yo le quiero decir, porque a lot of people say that.
Hold on. I'm not going to show you. I'm not going to say whose kid is this, but they sent me this picture. I got to have one. This makes me want to have a kid, bro. Look at this adorable young lady. Look at her hair, dude. It looks like John Travolta hair.
Y lo que mire,
I think he just would be a good dad.
Y lo que mire, wey, and this is what I take when, if I ever have a kid, but I decided not to have kids.
You can still have kids.
Yeah, I know. Por fin digo, tú te tienes un chingo de tiempo. It's crazy, wey, porque a lot of people go like this. Oh, you're old. But look at the mentality que yo miro, wey. Todos te dicen, hey, ya estás viejo, wey. I think that's an art. Hispanic
she
community.
Ashanti's barely gonna have her first kid with Nelly. How old is she? She's like your age, 38, 39.
Y yo lo que le digo, güey, que mire esto, güey. Yo I always take from what's around me, güey, you know? And I realize, como, again, como en sectional, güey. I said, damn, bro. ¿Qué enseñamos, güey? Porque I don't want to put the people I know. Le dije, my people's is all partying, getting fucked up. Y le digo, cuando estoy acá, güey, miro, güey. And I go like this.
Dude, Ashanti's 44 years old.
Yeah. You take care of yourself.
You know, they say that women, obviously it's harder for them to have kids as they're older. But I always think, I go, it is. That's just human.
Damn, dude, Nelly's 49?
That's just human nature.
Holy
fucking
shit.
Phenomenal shape. That motherfucker. Wait,
dude.
But I go, I think like a woman like Ashanti, like the more in shape you are,
The better
chances is that your pregnancy won't be too difficult as you get older.
Yeah.
Because, you know, before they used to go, oh, now once they're 37, you can't have kids, or 30. As a kid, they used to tell me, oh, once they're like 40, you can't have no kids. My mom had me at 41, 42, I think.
Yeah. Y luego lo que miré también, güey, is like, I look at my people's is all fucking drunk because I see my shit. Everybody's getting fucked up and shit, and they're fucked up. Y yo lo que miro, le digo, how do you build successful kids? Y no te estoy diciendo que esto va a ser, güey. But I'd be like, how do you build kids to show him, hey, go do great for yourself? It's being in there, like those kind of things, way. You meet moms and dads, way. And I look at it, I ain't gonna lie to you, it's all nothing but white people, way. And I go like this, piche tienen sus Yeti bags, way, que son $300 bags. But that I will be like, cheap, fuck that. Pero pa' beer, pa' party, way, pa' una quinceañera, way, we're there. Y luego ahí, way, I notice, way. We always complain. We always talk shit, right? And I go like this. ¿Por qué uno tap como yo? Overweight y todo. Look at my first fucking meal. Three Red Bulls.
You're pretty fat.
You know? Yeah, me. three Red Bulls, right? And I look at... And so I look
you're,
at...
You're pretty fat.
And I go like... I look at them, güey. Toda su fruta, todas sus meals, así bien preparadas, güey, y todo. And I go like this. It is true, güey. Whatever you teach your kids, güey, that's what they're going to pick up, güey. If you eat and everything do like them, porque I guess Pipi le preguntó... Le preguntó a uno de sus friends.
Give me a high five. Who always said that?
Yeah. Y luego le dice, le dije a Pipi, me dijo uno de sus boys, all my boys, dice que he eats nothing but meats. And dijo, you should, porque le dijo, what should I, like, he feels like a lack, como a lack of energy. Le dice, a little bit of carbs, güey, helps you up. ¿Ves lo que dice? Y le dice, pero ves, güey, le enseñó lo que él come, güey, clean as fuck, güey. Like, what the fuck? Y yo miro the way we eat, güey. No matter what you say, it's delicious food. No tipo fat shit, bro. Todo es grasa.
No tipo pinche bread. Porro,
like, bro, voy a agarrar unas carnitas. No mames, güey. Y lo que miré, güey, this is porque yo nunca, you never know when I'm going to be a dad.
Okay.
You never know. How about if later on I do become a dad?
Hey, like, let me tell you something, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
What?
See,
answer me real here. Uh-huh. what are the chances you give yourself a still, like, because you had told me before, not even not too long ago, you have told me, like, there's a zero chance that I'm going to have a kid.
I give it a 1% chance.
Okay, so.
¿Sabes por qué? Porque
now, let me tell 1%. You something, though.
Pero te voy a decir la verdad antes que. Okay. The thing is, güey, es como todo, güey. I'm not ready to commit. Because, como te digo, güey, I love, this is the, I'm going to miss this shit with my nephew. Pero yo sé que I'm only doing it for the good times right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The bad times, even though I'm there 100%, that's his dad.
Well, the bad times, okay, I'll tell you this.
And there's no really bad times, way. You know what I'm saying? Pero
if you raise kids the right way, if you give them the time that kids need, there's a very high chance that everybody goes through hard times, but there's a very high chance that, like I said, I looked at my brother, and you know, my nephew do stupid shit like every other, like this fucking past weekend, my fucking little peepees and shit got grounded. That shit got grounded, got his phone taken away because that motherfucker woke up and said, yo no voy a la escuela hoy. Yo voy a hacer esta decisión. Llegó su papá bien encabronado. Dame tu pinche teléfono, dame tu... Grounded his ass, right?
Yeah. Couldn't do shit.
Hey, get out of your room. Shut the fuck. Nah, not really. But he got grounded, right? And I go, my nephew, and I told my brother this. I'm like, dude, you do a great job, bro. I'm like, dude, your kids don't give you problem. I always tell, because my brother sometimes tends to overreact to certain things. Obviously, but it's better to overreact than underact, right? In those situations, I tell him, dude, these kids are really good kids you have, bro. They don't give you too much trouble. Oh, they're going to do their stupid shit like every kid does. But I seen kids just wiling out. And usually I look at the parents and I go, yeah, I mean, you never pay attention to them. You don't spend. People think, well, I take care of. It's not about. You could take care of. Obviously, don't fall asleep on my story, CJ. It is important.
I'm not falling asleep.
Obviously, if you have a kid, I watch them all day. You could watch them. It's a different thing spending time with them.
I think that's
one-on-ones.
That's why
going
today,
out, taking them to. Don't you?
Like
don't
today,
you some,
hoy si lo miré. My brother, güey, está bien puteado, güey, but he was there.
Yeah.
Like, I got to be here, bro. He said, nah, I got to be here. Like, ya vete, güey. I got to be
there.
He
loves wrestling.
Yeah. He like, I got to be here, bro. And I went like, you know what? And my mind is telling me, no, this is it's su kid, güey. I got to be present,
güey. Sorry, go ahead.
Ajá. Y lo miré y le dije, damn, it's crazy, güey, porque we always say, yo oigo todas las stories de people, porque I let people talk to me también a veces, y todos me salen con la misma excusa. Es que, bro, es que you don't get the same opportunity, you don't get that same thing. And I'm like, no, you do, güey. Porque habían, como tú dijiste, güey, habían coaches de Harper College, and they were scouting kids, y un güey dijo, hey, what's up, bro? What's going on with you? Le hablaban a todos, güey, like, no, you're junior. We're going to be looking at you guys. And I go like, you see, wait? You never know who's looking at you, bro.
And this it was dual meets between teams, freestyle dual meets, right? It was not your tip. It was not folk style. People don't know they're new to wrestling. You got three different styles, right? You got folk style, which what you see in high school and colleges. Then you got freestyle and Greco-Roman, which are the Olympics type of wrestling, right? Those two are the main ones that everybody in the world... The United States are the only ones that do folk style.
Yeah.
All right, but bunch of stud schools. Ben Askren school was there. Ben Askren Wrestling Academy was there. They're fucking studs, you know what I'm saying? My nephew got the opportunity to face the number one kid in the country today. Oh, and I told my nephew, this is what you want. You want the very best at all times because this is where you learn and grow. You don't get better whooping kids' asses that don't even try. Bro, it's better learning from your bumps along the road. You learn more. And
not bumps. Bumps.
Bumps. Bumps. And I go, not cocaine bumps. Just regular bumps, right? Mm-hmm. Right? In life in general, when do you learn more? When you're winning when you fuck up?
Yeah, when you fuck up.
When you fuck up really bad, you go, God damn. That's how you learn and grow. I tell my nephew, hey, don't worry so much about winning and losing. I learned that. Shout out. Great, great advice, bro. Yanni, I can't pronounce it.
Diakamilis,
4-time national champion for Cornell. You know, competed at the Olympic trials. He said, I don't focus so much on winning and losing. I focus on getting better. And I'm like, what great advice to give somebody, right? Like, it's not always about, don't put that pressure on winning. Winning's going to come along. Focus on getting better every match, right? And Shit, I don't even know. What the fuck were we going with this?
I don't know.
What were we going with this, CJ? If you're
about parenting. About parenting.
Oh, about parenting. I don't know. No, no, because I had to tie something to that. What the fuck is it? I don't even know. But going back to parenting, I go.
It's and then one, that he went against the number one guy.
And you know what? And you know what? Every kid should be in sports at one point in their life, dude. Every kid should be in some type of sports. Like I said, to each their own, bro. Everybody has a different situation, but give your child an opportunity to it.
You know, Tony. Todos tenemos, güey, pero sabes qué es el pedo, güey?
Compete, dude.
But you know what's the thing is, güey? People, güey, I don't give a fuck what
you say. It makes them better. It makes them better person.
People, güey, rather have go party, güey. Go party. Go party. Go party. Porque es como le digo a Cidro. I always said this shit. They always say they don't got enough money to take it. Because it's expensive, bro. Don't get me wrong, güey. Every camp, you're looking over a $1,500, $1,200, $1,300, way. You know what I'm saying? That's the honest truth, way. And I go like this. It's not a lot if you're paying every 6 months, way. You know? Pero people go, oh, no tengo para esto. No tengo. Pero how do all these families, I'm saying for my community, how do they have money to fucking do fucking quinceañeras, way? Little kids, ¿cómo se llaman?
Las presentaciones.
Presentaciones, güey.
Mira, güey, when you say it cost a lot of money, like those, like it cost a lot of money when you started joining elite clubs.
Espérate. I say a lot of money porque that's what people say cuando yo les digo about
things. Oh, yeah.
And I go like this. It's not a lot of money if you really look at it.
No, but what you said was like, don't get me wrong, it does cost a lot of money. No. You know, it's like $1,500. To join certain, I'm like, yeah, you're talking about the elite clubs. And of course, the more the elite the club, whatever sport your kids decides mm-hmm. to be in, if they join a club, not just a school sports team, but like mm-hmm. an outside club, it's going to be expensive the better the club team is, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. But I go, that's why in come here in Chicago, Beat the Street Chicago Open, it's free for the kids. You know, they charge you for here and their little stuff, but nothing major. And sometimes, you join a little club and then you work and
yeah.
how much you... They always go, well, it depends how much effort the kid puts in. I go, the kid puts in whatever, how much they push them at home. Sometimes the kid just determined is going to do it. But I go, most of the time, however, your kid's future is going to depend on how he was raised, dude. And I think people don't take that into account. I think when they're, like a 14, give you an example, a 14-year-old kid that started gang-banging, and parents go, I don't know what to do with him. I'm like, well, look back through his whole childhood. Were you there with him? Well, I was always there. No, like I told you before, you could be there and not do shit. Did you teach him? Were you spending quality time with him?
Well,
do you... O nomás lo castiga, lo mandas a la verga. You don't even explain to him, hey, you did this wrong, bro. And you know what I'm saying? Like, Oscar the lawyer, ¿qué dijo? For a long time, I hated my mom. Right? She beat the fuck out of me all the time, right? It's crazy, bro. I see a lot of situations where parents... Where I hear people tell me, like, man, they just beat the fuck out of me when I was young. And not even sure. Remember that always said, like, sometimes I wouldn't, like, why would she hit me?
Yeah. Y lo que yo miré es como dicen todos, güey. Porque yo, güey, todo lo que te hablo, güey, es de la gente que, my experience de lo que me dicen, güey. Y luego, it's go like this, yeah, $1,500. They'd be like, oh, that's a lot. But a lot of people, güey, be buying $700 tickets to go see some of these fucking... Pinche, como
bandas.
Yeah, como bandas, cantantes, Peso Pluma. I know somebody that paid, I think, a grand go see fucking Benito, güey. You know what I'm saying? Pinche Bad Bunny. But then you go, oh, it's too much money for... I'm like, no, it's because you got to look at it as, fuck that shit, you know? And I go
priorities.
Like this. And, you know? And I go like this.
Yeah.
Well, it's priorities, como, yo, like, it has nothing to do with kids, but... Mm-hmm. You every money that you waste on your family, your kids, yourself is an investment, you know, to grow yourself and grow your family. I used to like be cheap as hell, like, nah, I don't want to buy new clothes. Like, I like this, but man, I ain't gonna pay $60 for these pants. My dad would tell me, like, I'm like, dude, you gotta take care of yourself, dude. I'm like, this is you. Like, you should invest on yourself, how you look. You know, you look good, you're gonna start feeling better about yourself. And you don't take that into account. I'm like, nah, I like these ripped ass, cheap ass fucking jeans that I have. And you realize, like, now that I'm older, I'm like, for real, bro. Like, this is my life. Like, you should treat yourself, treat the people around you. You should invest in them. Like, my nephews, I always look at them like, man, I want to have them. I want my nephews to have the greatest future possible. So I'm going to try to teach them right from wrong and the mistakes that I made. So hopefully they don't make the same mistakes I do. I mean, I think that's always the gist when you have like young family members or you try to teach them the ropes, right? Like they won't fuck up like the way you fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, lo que yo digo, people, I do it. Like, yo siempre le digo, it's not for like win and lose. Yo te digo porque I know sometimes, güey, when kids see that people are ready.
What's ready, that thing?
My eBay thing.
What's that?
That was your eBay phone?
Yeah. I'm bidding. Y luego le hago así. Le hago así.
Well, you got outbidded, right?
Yeah, I got outbidded. Fuck that, I'm away. Y luego le hago así. Do you remember, güey, Liga Pipis? I do it because I want to show you, güey, que yo casi le quiero decir, there's no excuse, güey. Aquí no hay excuses, güey. Porque mucha gente, I know they'll blame, oh, es que no me pudieron esto. No, I'll be there, bro. We always take turns. Even Cedro takes a turn. Mm-hmm. And I go like this. No, fuck that. I'm going to be here no matter what. The thing is, like, I told PP, how you not like this? Look at this shit, wait. I told they got into competition, wait. And everybody, like, it started getting, like, really competitive, wait. Because I guess some of the teams have beef with some of the teams. Yeah. Y luego ves cuando le están dando aire, güey. Tres empezaban. El otro tenía tres. Cinco, güey. Y luego se levantaban tres. Luego it was like 10 people
waving. Well, people don't know that just to explain what Pancho's talking about, is that in freestyle, after one period, the wrestlers... It's not like full style where one period ends and you go straight into a second.
Like a 10 seconds, right?
They give you like a minute. A minute after the first period to go to your corners and, you know.
Is it like a resting or no?
It's like a resting. They give you a minute to go.
Water. Oh,
so the wrestlers, after the first period, they'll go to their corners. Y ahí están sus coaches going over the game plan. Y ahí están sus teammates. Uno tiene una towel y le están wiping down their sweat. Oh, el otro way is fanning them with a shirt and shit.
Al último way, they were fanning like 20.
It's like boxing when they sit down and you're in the corner.
Y luego al último way, it was like a competition who had more people fanning who, bro. And I was like, hi, pinche pipis corría, estaba conmigo, corría hasta allá para su fandom, güey. Just because otro se levantaba de ellos, él se levantaba. So, how you not like this? And this is the thing that got me, güey. It got me so emotional. You know the little kid with the mohawk?
Yeah.
Tell me why ese kid está ahí, güey, shaking hands with all the wrestlers, también con los que we wrestle. Then look at this amazing, this is how I picture Tony's kid is going to be like. Mm-hmm. I'm a little kid. I don't know he's in second grade, Tony.
Yeah. I failed second grade.
Y me dice Pipis, that motherfucker knows everything, Pancho. Yeah, he does. It's crazy porque ahí está coach y está hablando con su dad y con otro coach y todo. Guess what the little kid is doing, güey? Practicing his singles, güey, con él. Agarrándolo, güey. Le dije, look at him. He's working on his singles. Then he's trying to get a double. Y el coach está, no. Le mueve la mano. Y está así hablando el coach, todo, y está el little kid agarrándolo, güey. Levantándole la pata, güey, con el single y haciendo moves. And it was so amazing to see a little kid was so enticed. You know, I love it que todos los porque he's part of that team, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Todos los big guys, güey, también le dicen, lo puchan, güey, para que con poquito strength, para que diga, oh, no, hazle así, güey. And he's putting in his moves y todo. And I'm like, that shit is amazing to me. Like, that little kid, güey, maybe 10, 15 years might be a fucking national champion, güey.
That's why you got to, it's important, like, I always go, put your kids with successful people. Don't just leave your kids anywhere, dude. You got to have them seeing success. People that are successful, people that work. What's wrong?
No, nothing. The light just didn't.
It guess what?
I don't know where.
Like, my kids are not going to be where you and Cedro.
Yeah, okay.
I know where this is leading to.
Hey, Lego, see.
Where to?
Pokemon collection and fucking 7 bags of popcorn per night like Pancho.
And pizzas.
I don't have popcorn.
And pizzas.
And pizzas.
And then when the most amazing thing is, when cuando están fanning, güey, guess who takes off his shirt and starts fanning too? Him. I'm like, bro, you're fanning his knees, bro. He's like this with his little shirt. And he goes like this. Y luego mira al otro team y se queda parado así, se va y se sienta en la corner. But he's right there with coach all day, way. And I go like, bro, that's amazing. I don't know how you not. Yeah, it's hard, way, porque it's like, fuck, dude, 12 hours of this shit. But then you realize it was a fun fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you go, guess I'm facing the number one kid in fucking the nation. Let's go. I said, let's go. It's fun, bro. It's
Cedro,
fun.
Cedro did not have such a fun day.
No?
He was supposed to go to E2 Me Too?
No, I was supposed to go to the Kankakee Toy Fair.
¿Cómo se llama esa chingadera that everybody was talking about?
C2, E2.
What is that?
It's a con.
Yeah. It's a convention.
Like Toy Con?
Yeah.
It's an anime convention.
It's an anime convention.
Oh,
people
anime.
Dress up. People go to
but
see.
I think this is the first time
they sell. Oh, that dress up like anime characters.
Yeah, but they also sell statues there. They also sell Funkos. Hey. They sell toys, stuff like that.
But that was big.
Hey. What?
50-year-old virgins go there.
No, actually, badass bitches go there.
Badass girls go there,
you
bro.
See the girls que se visten, is that?
Losers go there.
Y luego
de you, you never catch winners like okay. me.
Y luego esta vez, esta fue la primera vez que Funko va. Actually, Funko, the real shop, mm-hmm. fue ahí, güey. So that's why people were going nuts because of the sticker. ¿Te acuerdas que el sticker enseñé? That's the official. When you get it from retail, es como los que tenemos ahí que dice... limited edition y los encuentras en Target, Walmart.
Or summer convention.
Summer convention. Esos son los share stickers.
Allá tienen los. That's the one you wanted to go to?
Yeah. But I just wanted to go because it's the first time that shit's been... C2E2 pasa todos los years aquí.
How come you don't fucking go and dress up with Cedro?
I don't like anime. That's why I really give a shit about the fucking thing. Because this show is literally anime.
Oh, so why the fuck you wanted to go?
No. Well, that makes me... God, before you cut in, I wanted to go to New York Comic Con. Ese way es más diferente, güey. O sea, Diego Comic-Con. C2E2 is, I didn't know, is more anime shit. I don't like that shit. I wanted to go get the Funkos, way. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. Resell those bitches. Trade them for something bigger for what I need. Porque hay unos, but they're dropping in price dramatically. But I didn't wait because my Shane's way was going out for $300.
Dramatically.
Dramatically.
Hold on. So, me too, E2?
No, C2E2.
C2E2? Uh-huh. They have exclusive Funkos that they release every year?
This is the first year.
Oh, the first year.
First year.
So, what Funko did they have?
Oh, they had a bunch.
They had a bunch.
No, but the exclusive one you're talking about.
No, they're like 15 of them.
Oh, they bring out different ones.
Yeah, but
which one was the most sought after one?
Shanks?
Yeah, the Shanks with his.
Which one was Shanks?
He's from One Piece. He's an anime from One Piece.
Animes, wait.
Oh, anime. Yeah. I thought you showed me one with a Chucky doll.
That's Shanks, wait. That's not Chucky, wait.
Oh, that's Shanks. That was fucking Chucky.
Yeah, he has his wanted poster in the back.
How much was it going for?
Like $500.
500?
Yeah, están todos at 180.
And how much did he sell them for?
I know before the con.
$15. Ese oh, so 30 bucks.
Right.
Well, ese way,
at first way, come up.
Yeah, ese at one point way, como te digo todos way, probably was at 500. I never heard 500.
It was before the convention.
I heard
the convention, it was 300.
300. Pero luego ya it starts dying down, like, come up. But I know that since that anime and that fucking character is so popular, it's going to hold its value over $200, $250. Depends how desperate people are getting now to get rid of them because C2E2, you got to get it where it's hot. But esos, in the long run, wey, se quedan porque el sticker, wey.
Yeah.
Porque también estaba Pucci, el de los Simpsons, the dog.
Yeah, the dog.
Ese was
well,
going
that's
50.
How the market works. Yeah. Like, people go there, whoever gets their hands on those exclusive Funko's fair is like, oh, shit, 500, all right, cool. And then more people get them, and then the prices start going down. But eventually, como dice Pancho, the character's so popular that give it another 6 months and then they'll start rising again.
Mm-hmm.
Give it another 2 years, they'll start rising again.
It starts
again.
Rising slowly.
But
yeah,
you didn't make it to the Kankakee Toy Show, huh?
I didn't, bro. I was on my way there.
¿Sí te digo, Cidio?
Cidio fue a Chicago Toy Show. Que es done in Kankakee.
¿Sí te explicó su story?
Can I explain, wey?
No, but let Cidio tell his story.
Yeah, pero no es en Kankakee, wey.
No, that's
Kankakee Fairgrounds.
Kankakee Fairgrounds. That's the name of the place.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, it's like a big old toy. It's like a big old farm.
Why would they name it Kankakee? It's not in Kankakee.
I think that's the name of the little place.
You know Duty Lowe's from
there. It's actually St. Charles.
I don't know who that
right?
is.
Right?
Yeah, St. Charles.
Duty Lowe?
Yeah.
From Kankakee?
No. Duty Lowe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the OTF. Yeah. I don't know if
I remember
Kankakee.
King Von said it.
Oh,
sort of like, and Duty Lowe from Kankakee.
What? I don't know that.
I don't know that shit either.
But go on ahead.
Well, yeah, so I went and picked up my little cousin. I took my sister with me. And on the way there, we were just chilling and driving, right? And then she goes, oh, she's like, there's a weird noise coming from the car. And I'm like, I don't think so. So we kept driving, bro. And then it started making a fucking a really loud, weird noise. And then all of a sudden, it just started making, like, bumps. And I was like, what the fuck? I pulled off to the side, bro. The fucking car had a flat tire, bro.
You hear the...
I was like, yeah, you heard the... Yeah, and it started shaking in the car.
How far were you into the drive over there?
Not that much, though. We were like 15 minutes in, 20 minutes in.
I think we're cursed for that show.
Yeah,
every
dude.
Year something happens when we go to the show.
Cijo has
the quest on the truck and fucking took a shit.
Which truck?
The Silverado. Cuando se le rompió la pinche
water
band.
Pump?
No, la banda. Yeah. Le cambié la water pump.
Oh, that was that was 2 years ago, no?
Y lo que nos pasó?
And we had just gotten gas, remember?
Yeah. Y lo que nos pasó también?
The second year we weren't able to go, I think, because
something else has it también con el carro.
Something came up with the car. I just don't remember what. Yeah, and now this is the third year that happens, bro.
Hey, when are you going to bring my truck back, dude, from your aunt's house?
I don't know.
Yeah, CJ grabbed our truck, wait, just left it at his aunt's house. Yeah, and hasn't brought it back since 2 weeks ago.
I wanted to go, como le dije a Cidro, ese show, wey, porque I think the first day, if you pay like $50 or $100, te dejan ver like the premium stuff. You go in there by yourself. So it's cuando va como Manhunter, si no conoces quién es Manhunter, el Mexican guy de Mexico. Él va ahí la first time, ¿te acuerdas que te lo enseñé? el vato que estaba caminando, Manhunter fue, pero él fue también el Sunday. Es que ahorita, güey, este en el April show, güey, that's the big one, güey. Because in the summer show, güey, people have so much shit to do, so vendors no van. Y ahorita en April apenas se está poniendo bueno. So right now, this was the good one.
Yeah.
So, porque van todos.
So you were taking your niece and your sister?
Yeah. I wanted to show them, like, what
the fuck happened? Oh,
what do you mean what happened? I just wanted to show them how it is to look at, like, how I hunt for toys and stuff like that. That's why I wanted to take them with me. It was a different type of...
And then it's stuck in the side of the
highway. Yeah, we ended up stuck on the side of the fucking highway, bro. We used OnStar. The car had OnStar.
Hey, wait. Llego a la casa. ¿Sabe lo que hizo este? First of all, he's using Miguel's car because he's in Mexico, right? Am I allowed to say this or he don't know you're using his car?
No, he knows I'm using his car.
No, but Miguel told me, like, Cedro's going to have my hoopty. Cedro, this motherfucker has a little tiny car like the HHR way. Smaller.
Four cylinder, my boy.
Hey, wait. Este way, llega a la casa like, dude, everything went to shit today. I'm like, why? You're like, fucking tire popped on the way to the toy show. Fuck. I'm like, cool. I'm like, so what happened? Who picked
you up? He didn't even fucking switch the tire.
Pancho. He go, oh, no, I called Mike.
Switch my own tires.
No, look, he said, I called Mike. He said, oh, don't trip. I have OnStar. So the OnStar guy came out.
Yeah, he took the donut and he put it on there.
Pero, Ciro, hold on. What time was this?
This was like around 10 or 12.
The show closes to 6.
Yeah, but after that, I was just like, I'm just going to go home. Fuck it.
Well, look at it. Let me tell you.
Because then my sister was like, I just want to go home. And then Sasha was also like, I just want to go home already. So I just turned back around and we came back home.
Well, let me tell you.
I threw my own hunting by myself.
CJ said, well, OnStar came and he took me to Just Tires. He's like, bro, fucking tire, $150. I'm like, cool. And then he goes, and you know what he tells me, Pancho? He goes, yeah, but Miguel's going to give me the money, he said, when he gets back. I'm like, so you're charging Miguel for the tire that you blew out? He's like, well, it's his car. I'm like, bitch, you're using that motherfucker. He's like, well, he told me that. I'm like, see, Joe.
Tony, you made me pay the city sticker, pussy. So shut up, bitch.
What's
for the truck. You're the one using it, way.
What? But Pacho, I had just got it one day before.
He got it 7 months.
He got it seven months.
But no me dio los 450.
¿Cómo ves este, güey? Le cobraba a Miguel $150 porque le explotó su llanta, güey. A su carro de...
You know cheap ass Cedro, bro. Come on.
¿Te pasas de ver? You don't feel bad for that, dude?
Never.
And he goes like this. No. I was going to pay for it, but Miguel said, don't worry. He go, oh, don't even worry, dude. That tire has been having problems. I'm like, Cedro, he just doesn't want you to pay him the $150. Cedro like, well, I don't give a fuck.
Yo sí me agüité este. Yo sí quería ir a ese porque dice, ese es el mero, mero perrón. Because the rest of the ones, el summer way, everybody's... doing something.
The other one's October,
right? Yeah, we went to that one. They're pretty sucky, the summer one. El del July. But I think they do another one. I think it's every Sunday. Ya, like, que para adelante, May también tiene otro, güey. Pero the closer you get to the summer, way, they kind of suck because los vendors saben que people start doing shit everywhere.
Yeah.
They start going out to the lake y todo. So ya los vendors no van. Y este es el vero chingón, güey. Yo lo que quería decir, I wanted to go because... Cuando viene este güey, viene a lot of people from different states, different countries. Kyle Peterson, el guy que I follow de puros wrestlers, he was there too. Remember que te fuimos la first day que fuiste, when you had a pen attack? Ahí estaba también. Estaba Manhunter, que ese que tiene a million subscribers on YouTube, güey. Ese güey, I love that guy. Esos güey, todos van, güey. They point at me, trying to catch me at the fucking Chicago Tosha ahí en pinche Kankakee Fairgrounds. And I told him, I like going their way. It's not always about buying toys, way. It just, it's awesome to see, like, how these toys get here, way. I know, como ese güey que tenía ese pinche $1,000 Street Shark, el grandotote, he brought it all the way from fucking Tokyo, Japan, way. $1,000 quería por ese pinche mono así. Oh. Esos, like, I brought it all the way from Tokyo, Japan. I'm like, God.
Esos pinches
damn.
Tiburones que tienes ahí, todos greñudos.
Yeah, esos güeyes.
Todos pinche con crayon on it.
Se agarras el de así, güey.
That's a big one.
El agarras así, inbox, güey. Over $1,000, güey.
Yeah, I seen them at the toy show. Yeah. They're the broadest
plush ones. The big plush ones we saw, those were dope.
Y este pendejo así, yo entra el otro día, güey, hace like 3 days, entra con una pinche pistolota de Power Rangers, güey. He's like, oh, I bought it from this fucking divorced woman.
It's a Zeo Blaster. That's what it is.
And you robbed that woman.
I didn't. She took the bait. She took the... I was just fishing.
This is Cedro's negotiation.
I was just fishing.
I would like $110. I'm like, God damn, Cedro.
Es como los pops $10. Que se me caían todos que tienen damage, güey.
Yeah.
I tell Cedro, antes I used to be like, what the fuck? But now, I know how motherfuckers work. Como el güey ese. It got damage, bro. I can't give you that much. Nobody's going to buy this shit. Y luego I went, nomás por mamón, yo, güey. I told this story. I went to his page and I told him, hey, ¿cuánto quieres por ese Cody fucking Cody Rhodes? Oh, it has a torn on top. Pinche todo rompido, güey. I'm taking $15 for it. Pinche caja is missing the top. No matter what, güey, people buy them, güey. People yeah. buy them, güey. So, por eso le digo a Ciro, man, fuck all that shit, bro. You got to lowball these motherfuckers. Hell yeah, them motherfuckers bro. Be robbing you when you give something. And it's crazy how people give their stuff. They don't give, oh, okay, I'll take
some
it.
People don't even give a fuck, bro. They'll be like, oh, $2? Okay, here. And they'll give it to the store like nothing. But if it's a regular person, like, because they want to fight your teeth and fucking nail for every single
what
dollar.
What is it, though, Nikki?
Hey, wait.
I'm like,
what is it
that
people
fuck?
Will go to shops and get raped and give them their stuff?
Yeah.
But when
it's,
you're
just,
dealing,
it's just about you going like, I went here and I bought this.
Yeah,
and
I
they,
like to see.
And
yeah.
they fucked the shit out of me.
Like, right, when you see those famous stores, like boutiques of fashion,
yeah.
people go, I bought this shirt that they fucking overcharged me, but I got it from this boutique. And everybody, oh, you went there. Oh, man. It just, hey,
well,
hey
it's
I
crazy
bought this
here. Wait, see, we just get who's the new richest man in the world?
No.
There's a new richest man in the world. It's from fucking, ¿cómo se llama? Louis Vuitton.
Is he?
Yeah, look it up. I think he's worth... How much he said the other day? I only know it because basically shit that pops up. New richest man in the world being crowned is Louis Vuitton. Sabe que tanto he's worth like $25 billion or some shit.
$25 billion ain't shit.
No, I don't know what he said. I don't know if he
$25 billion.
I
check. Jeff Bezos had like
$233 billion.
Okay, $233 billion.
That's
really
a big different billion.
Yeah,
Bernard Arnault.
Yeah, but I read it fast. The thing that stuck to me, wait, I
you
always
know,
go like this.
Brian Callen made a good point. People go, he goes, people don't understand the difference between a million and a billion. Uh-huh. He goes, how many 1 million seconds, how much time is that? And then he goes, now what's 1 billion seconds, right? And they answered, and I think he said 1 million seconds and time is like, put 1 million seconds equals to how much time? I think it was like a month or like a week or some shit. He goes, 1 billion seconds is like 26 years or some bullshit. He goes, that's how big of a difference that is. And it's crazy, right, when you think about these motherfuckers. Like, remember Bill Gates when I was like 10, a richest man ever. He has $25 billion. Oh, now a bunch of motherfuckers have
$25. So a million seconds is 12 days.
12 days? What's a
billion?
A billion
seconds is 31 years, and a trillion seconds is 31,688 years.
Well, lo que si
me but it's crazy the difference between a million and a billion, güey. Now, think about it in money terms.
Well, a mí se me hizo amazing porque un güey, como todo, you could take it either way. He goes, that's a man that's actually rich.
Look him up, CJ. See what he does. I just want to see what he does.
Do you want to get interrupting, bitch, or what?
No, I just want to see where he
goes. And he goes like this. This is what I tell people. Like, this is a man that became rich. Now he's real rich from people that want to act rich. You know what I'm saying? And I go like this. It is true, way.
It can be true, bro.
Como I see people, way. I know how much regular people make. And I know by the time I look at people that usually have jobs like me or getting paid almost this way, wearing Gucci, Prada, those, I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you say. You probably could afford it. But you know you're wasting fucking your check on that shit, bro. No lie. Wait.
Well, what people don't understand, como it's a perfect example, right? Como diciendo, people look at Gucci, Louis Vuitton, like, oh my God. I'm like, people could afford it. I could go and afford it. I could go over there and buy a fucking $2,000 jacket.
Yeah.
But I go,
fuck.
When people go, people get confused with this, how people end up broke and in debt. Yay. If you have fucking $3,000 and you want to buy this fucking Gucci Versace shirts that's cost $1,500, you could buy it.
Well, can they go
but
Jay-Z
now you're way? Fucked.
Can they go JC? If you can't buy it twice, that means don't buy it at all.
Yeah, but I go, that's how people look at it. Well, I could buy it. I'm like, but can you though? Nah. Comfortably? Can you buy that shit and go, I don't have to worry about it.
Well, lo que miré, como le digo a la gente, I looked at it and I went like this. It's crazy, güey, porque now I noticed something. Why is Conor McGregor, they show him pulling up to a Bert Knuckle fighting, way? In the Lambo green truck, lime green.
Bitch raw.
Right? Boom, he parks. Then they take him a picture of his Lamborghini yacht. I'm not a fucking sponsored by Lamborghini, bro. He's not wasting his fucking money. All these guys, come on,
but Conor McGregor does scream.
Oh, yeah. And I go like this. Even con pinche Canelo. All he wears Dolce & Gabbana. You think Dolce is charging him? Here, motherfucker. Here, take that. He probably buys some stuff, but I guarantee you casi todo is free. Yeah. And I tell people, you see the difference, way? Them motherfuckers are getting sponsored by that shit. That's why they wear that shit. Plus, a guy like Canelo can't afford that shit 10 times, bro.
Well, I forgot who said it, but they said something real interesting. I forgot who said it, but he goes, the difference between rich people and wealthy people is that rich people spend money trying to look rich. Like, hey, look, I'm rich. Mm-hmm. Look at my chains. Look at my fucking $20 million house. I'm like, wealthy people spend time coming up with ideas. That's the difference. And I go, man, what the remember Kanye West said it, like, I remember when I hang with my billionaire friends, like, don't be wearing no fucking chains. That's for broke motherfuckers. Right? And remember, Kanye said after that, he never wore chains. Obviously, he probably does now, but it just an example, right? But that was real interesting to me when man, I wish I remember who said it. Rich people spend their money on trying to look rich, but wealthy people spend their time coming up with ideas. I'm like, man, what the fuck?
Well, it's crazy porque miré una cosa de Mark Wahlberg. I guess that's his brand. ¿Cómo se llama?
Essentials or
something? Essentials.
Or Element?
Element. No, I don't know. But look at Mark.
Talking about Element. Mark Wahlberg, se me toca una Wahlburger.
Yeah, from he's Las being Vegas. Sued by pinche David Beckham.
Bitches, motherfucker.
And I went like this. I looked at him. I think something, he promised him a deal with something, and he never came through. And he supposedly lost like $10 million.
Marky Mark.
You know they all got the name on their thing. But I'm looking at him, so essential. I think it is essentials. No, it's essentials.
It's municipal.
And he was wearing it todo. Y luego todos dijo, damn, his kids are big as hell. Y como todos, you look at the comment, and I say, what the fuck? One of his kids, he looks to me sharp, simple. He got a regular polo. Y los tienen los Travis Scott, esos que tenía pinche Nate Diaz, los Nikes, esos lows.
Yeah.
Que son como cream.
Cactus Jacks.
Yeah, como así, pero cream. And he looked to me, he looked good. And people, dude, he could have ironed your shirt. Dude, he got a Tommy Hilfiger polo. Like, what the fuck? And I go like this. Yeah, that's people with money, way. Nacho broke as they want to come out with a fucking look. That's a motherfucker with money, way. And his kid just simple like this con él. Así, way.
But
con
you know what? Polo thing. Hey, wait. I'll tell you this, Pancho. Women are famous for this. Bro, people buy a lot of fake shit.
Yeah.
I seen fake purses everywhere I go.
Oh, yeah.
Look at, bro. Some of them I'm pretty sure are real, you know? But I go, I be seeing high school girls with fucking
no, Louis pero sabes que es, Tony? Okay. People will get in debt for that, bro.
No, I know. But of course. That's what I'm saying. I know some of them are real. But I go, there's a lot of...
Oh, there's a lot of
there's
fake
more
shit.
Fakes than I would have ever thought.
Wait, yeah.
Put it that way.
Bootlegs, way.
Hell bootlegs. Yeah. And there's... Dude, como, ¿no viste la story de Gilbert Arenas?
Del $400...
Yeah, that he had proposed to one of his girlfriends, Cicho. It was a basketball player. With a ring that cost $400,000. Y dijo, a week after that, they got in a fight. They split up. And she kept the ring. And then he goes, damn, I got to get my money back. Like, that was a waste of money. So he goes... I started fucking around the next couple of months, try to like sweet talk her and try to make her seem like I wanted to get back with old girl. You go, but when I was with her, when I made shit smooth again, I swapped out. I had a replica made of that $400,000 ring, and he swapped them. And then afterwards, obviously, the girl, they broke up again, and the girl
sued him
for some other shit, right? Oh, I think they had a baby together. Yeah. They had a baby together.
También con, le dijo al judge del ring y todo.
Yeah, y dijo Gilbert Arenas, dijo, after we actually split up, I already had swapped the ring. She didn't know it looked exactly the same. Dijo, her friend started telling her, like, hey, you should sue him to get full custody of your kid. That way, you know, she could get paid for marital spouse support or whatever the fuck it is. And he goes... Shit got a little nasty between us, and one day I send her a picture with the ring on, and she was like, wait, what? He goes, so obviously she was like, why does he have my ring? But she said, she had her ring. She went to get it checked out, and he goes, when she got it checked out, the like, jeweler? Yeah, this is not a real one, dude. Right?
Damn.
But he said that replica, he actually paid $10,000 to get it made. So it's still not a cheap fucking ring. Yeah. Obviously not the $400,000 ring that he initially gave her, but people will pay good money for replica. And I go, why didn't you just waste that money on something else, dude?
There's some people. People want to show their flashes, want to show this. But I was just like this. Every time I look at it, I go like this. Man, you see, your priorities are fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Yo cuando miro eso, like, I don't know why people are so desperate to show that I got money. You know? And motherfuckers that truly have money, they don't give no flying fuck about that shit. You know?
That's me, bro. That's how you know. Es como ta,
¿te acuerdas cuando we were draft? No, you broke as fuck. That's the difference. The guys we were seeing the draft, y cuando hites, ese Joe Alt guy, look at him. ¿Te acuerdas que, dude, he's big as hell? ¿Te acuerdas?
The guy that the Chargers
took. Everybody goes like this. This is the perfect guy I want. The guy loves fishing and likes going outdoors. Perfect guy. Y todos dijeron, look at this guy. Y dijo, look at the difference, güey. Cuando dice, look at the difference. Yo también lo miré. Look at the difference of personalities. People were criticized because tenía unos pinches slacks. You fucking sweater.
And that sweater, the ones que tiene como a little zipper on
como
top.
Como a little zipper. Aquí. Oh, yeah. Quarter zip.
I know what you're
and he's about. Like this, just, okay, cool. And people go like, what the fuck? And then you see everybody with chains. You see all this shit fly. Let's say, you see that man is a Hall of Famer. ready to work. Ready to get in their way. Y let's say, that's why you, como dijo otro way, you gotta save your money, bro. You hey. Gotta save.
Well, you know what I found out? Is this true? Tyreek has 10 kids, dude. Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, I don't know.
Search that up, CJ. I just seen a news story. I'm like,
dude. I always, cuando me dicen eso de money con football players y todos, I still go back to the day que ese coach dijo, you know what this league stands for, right? NFL. Le dice, save your money, kid. Save this. You know what it stands for? NFL is not the National Football League. It's not for long. You're not going to be here. Ask everybody. You here 3 years. Dice que casi average.
Like 2.5 years.
2.5. So you're not going to be. Le dice, it's called not for long. Y le dice a todos, you better save your money. And I'm like, what the fuck?
He says he has 10 kids.
And the crazy part is like, man, you guys don't think about the repercussions of this shit? Like, the money, como dice, not now because you're still getting $20 million checks, right? That will stop. Look, y como dice, the money way. Goes fast.
Ciro, go look up how many kids Antonio Cromartie has.
Like 12 or 11 12. Or something.
That's what I tell you. Like,
so I go, so all your money is just going to go with child support and me. Like, I'm pretty sure, unless he has it with the same woman, which I doubt because they, no, I doubt it because they took pictures.
He just won a paternity test.
I think he had like 4 kids in the span of like fucking 2 years or some shit with different women.
¿Cómo se llama el DB de los Cowboys? El Diggs. ¿Cuál es his name?
Trayvon Diggs?
He just impregnated the girl que tiene un kid con Bow Wow y Future, güey. También. And I go like this. My guys, man, what are we
hey,
doing
you know
here?
What's crazy? Somebody brought that up about Nick Cannon. Like, well, if he could afford him, I'm like, man, that's...
Well, not- you skipped that part, Kativa. That's what I was going to exactly tell you. Yeah, they're like, yeah, they're rich, but Oscar said it, like, true. Oscar said one thing that it blew my mind. He goes, cuando le preguntaron, cuando estaba haciendo la de, como la de Pound for Pound podcast, cuando dijo, dude, I don't have that right because, honestly, they never lived with me. Like, cuando dice que le puede pegar o correcto.
Well, the interview I asked her, like, do you discipline your
kids? Yeah, he go, I can't, bro. I don't have that right because I didn't raise them. I'm always there. I'm going to tell them there. But I can't tell them because who raised them?
The mother.
Their mom. Y es lo que le digo. Cuando the wrestling team, güey, tenía un logo que we didn't recognize. And I tell Tony, I don't know what logo was it. So my big brother le preguntó qué significaba. Y I guess the letter significaba que they train in a barn. Y lo esto y el que era I think 13 te dije
not sure
eran los cómo se llaman en la Bible los commandments los 10 commandments yeah I think it's 10 commandments see that
yeah it's 10 commandments
yeah,
Bill of Rights
no way
oh Bill of Rights is how Bill becomes the law bro
yeah he had los commandments that stands for the commandments system. And the commitment that they pretty much all together in the barn fucking practice and I'm like see way there you to pick como a ti. Look, no talking shit here. ¿Tú a ti qué significa eso a ti?
What?
Si tú mirabas ese logo y te dicen a ti, ¿qué es ese logo para ti? Esos Ten Commandments y todo eso. ¿Para ti qué es?
Catholic school.
¿Sí? I look at it a different way. ¿Tú cómo lo miras cuando miras eso?
I look at a group of kids or people they're that the sole focus is to make each other better. As a unit, as a team, through God first. I look at it like that.
Well, yo también. Yo lo que miro allí, Ciro, es como le digo a Ciro, I already see structure lo que le están dando estos kids,
yeah,
wey.
Yeah. Like, what's important? Dice,
what's important? And give and be in the hands of God, wey. God will take care of you. Y yo right away dije, you see the structure que le pusieron a estos kids right away?
Yeah.
It's crazy because you won't believe in the sport. Pero now that I listen, esta NCAA, güey, ¿qué todos dijeron, güey? ¿Por what?
God first.
God first. ¿Cómo salieron todos con las bandanas? God first.
Or 100%
Jesus. 100%
Jesus. I want that one.
To me right
now. You know the little Canelo headbands, the Chavez headbands? Yeah, 100% Jesus.
Can you order some?
Ahí yo con esa madre, güey. By the way, I told him, dude, you see how they treat these kids? They already got a set structure, güey. So cuando no tienes nada de eso, güey, that's when you have all this bullshit. Amor, tú dices, I got money. It takes more than just money to raise a kid, bro. Es como dice, güey, what kind of life le vas a dar al kid, güey? Okay, I give you money. That's take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, that's why cuando estás viendo las fucking back and forth con este Bill Haney y Mayweather, ¿qué le dijo? Man, be there for your kids. Be there for ti. Hay two different ways. Cuando I believe Mayweather también
certain things. Bill Haney was saying that to Mayweather.
Yeah.
To be there for his kids.
Yeah, to take his kid. Le dijo, what about your kid? Y todo. Le hace, dude, you, cuando le dijo esto, you buying fucking all this shit for bitches and shit. Be there. Le hace, dude, you pocket watching me? I ain't pocket watching shit, motherfucker. You should take care of your kid. Y Mayweather le respondió con, at one point, kids are going to do whatever they want. This kid and what it, pero, como yo dije, if you teach them, so it's the root way.
Well, not teach them, if you're there for yeah. them.
Como el güey, he got a lot of money, güey. Pero to me, right there, shows me que he got a way of thinking like, hey, I provide and that's it, bro. And I go, I look at Bill Haney, I look at him like he's right there every
dude,
single step
I,
of the way.
I saw a trippy video on TikTok today about this dude that works at a morgue. He uploaded a video and he goes, yo, you know, I just want to make this video to tell you guys, like, I just had a, I guess, somebody's mother got sent to his morgue.
Mm-hmm.
Dijo, this is the first time that the family followed the mother to the morgue. I think all the way to where they put the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Dijo, and I just want to tell you guys that's the first time that ever has happened. Like, the family went to the morgue all together. Dijo que the kids and everybody. Dijo, and they all took time with her. And he goes, I'm just putting this video up to tell you guys that in life, no matter what, nothing is more important than spending time with the people that you love. Remember that. And I go, it is true. Sometimes, we, you don't appreciate like the shit that you get so fucking distracted about. Oh, I want my career. I want to further my career. I want more money. I want more this. I want more that. Not knowing that the most important thing, bro, is being with the people that you love and spending quality time. And because like I said, at the end of the day, all you have is memories, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Money is whatever. Money, it is what it is. It's going to come and go all the time. But when you develop memories, like going to seeing our nephew, you know, go out there and compete against the number one kid in the nation, right? Knowing that, hey, I telling my nephew, hey, you go be whatever level you want to be, kid. Right? It just depends how much work you're willing to put in. You going, taking your nieces out. You don't have to take your nieces or your sister, but you say, I want to spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
Your fucking tire blew out, went to shit, but guess what? You developed a memory with them.
That's true.
That one day when they're older, they're like, hey, CJ, remember when you took us there and the fucking tire broke, we had to go back home and shit. That was, like, it might suck at the moment, right? Because at the moment, you're like, fuck. That's why I said, it's how you look at situations. You can look at it, fuck yeah, it sucks dick. But enjoy those moments, you know? Enjoy those moments. And I don't think people do that. Like I said, sometimes I have to tell myself, like, hey, wait. So that's why last year I went fishing with my nephews. I go, fuck this, bro. I'm going to spend time with the kids, bro. And you know what? I had a better time with them. Because I was just chilling, looking at them doing stupid shit.
Porque next thing you know, bro, they're growing up.
Yeah, next thing you know, we're 60 years old, dude. Yeah.
Pull así, güey. I used to think 60 is really far. I'm like, 20 years from now, I could be 60. I'm like, God damn, they're coming faster than shit, faster, güey. Hablando de eso de fishing, güey, por eso yo dije este año, y le dije a Tony, like, I don't know if I should spend this much money. Y luego dije, you know, I always freak out, güey. And I wanted to buy this rod for a long
this
time.
This cheap son of a bitch, dude.
Pero Tony didn't want to buy his,
este
right?
Este wey vale $160 rod for 2 years in a row. Should I buy? I'm like, dude, buy your fucking rod.
No, it's not. It's $168. Rod. Shit. I don't know. They charge you $30 for shipping by itself. I'm like, that shit sucked. Damn. So I knew that shit was going to go over $200 just for the rod. No reel. So I went like this.
In the glow in the dark when he's a little kid.
Hey, you need that one, bro. Fuck that. For the fishing we do, you need that shit. And I was like this. ¿Cómo se llama la line? La.
The fish catching line?
The line, bitch.
No, like Glow in the Dark. I use specific. ¿Cómo se llama? Slum Life? Or, ¿cómo le dicen?
What line?
La line, la Glow in the Dark one. Hay unas que venden, también I think Catch the Fever. Mm-hmm. Se llama Slum Line. The line, this is, así le dicen.
But it's Glow in the Dark.
Yeah, Glow in the Dark. Like, yo quiero una hot pink one, pero no tenían. But I was like, bro, for ya tengo 2 years queriendo comprar esta madre. Pero siempre que I go in there, bro, always sold out. Or pinche over $200, güey. Digo, damn. So esta vez I went to Tony's favorite place, TikTok, güey. I don't know. I got scared because Tony go, dude, you buy shit from there? That shit's probably a scam.
No, it's not, though.
I didn't say that shit.
¿Quién nos dijo like 2 weeks ago cuando querías comprar algo de la TikTok shop? ¿Quién fue decir el que dijo eso?
No, I don't think you told me. No.
No, Pacho está pendejo, pero I didn't say that, güey. It's not a fucking scam.
No, I just said, I think you said that you wouldn't purchase from there, though.
No, I wouldn't purchase from nowhere. I don't really purchase.
You said you wouldn't purchase from there.
I didn't say that shit.
Well, whatever, so, fuck. So I was like, fuck, I hesitated, right? Uh-huh. But then I looked at it, que their own people have their own fucking TikTok thing. So I was like, I started looking.
What do you mean they're what?
The own store has their own TikTok. Everybody's on TikTok now.
Yeah.
The store has a TikTok account.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck? And then I went to the other chunky guy también. And like, well, I'm sponsored by them. So you could click here. Todo. So I was like, let me do my digging. Cuando la miré, güey. I guess it had the TikTok shop had a coupon.
Yeah, 40% off.
No, 50. 50%. So I guess you got, remember, you got to read the fine print.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I'm saying? They said 50, but they said over 100 max is $20. Pero they dropped it from 159 to 120, plus that other coupon, otros 20, so me salió 100, plus free shipping, plus free. And again,
yeah, because so, I think TikTok does free shipping over $50 automatically.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck is going on here? But un güey lo explicó. No matter what you buy here, whatever price they're selling it, the shop is going to get the price. TikTok covers the rest of that shit.
Yeah.
So you're like, fuck it. You know, the craziest
and
shit.
And it's just to build up, like I said, bro, TikTok is expanding rapidly.
Yeah, and I went like this.
Dude, first of all, every creator selling shit. Yeah. Every video I see now,
I think they get a percentage of it. Something.
Es como si yo digo, como ambassador, like, they'll use this charger with my code down there and they'll get like 10% of the sale or 5%.
Oh, they probably get free shit or some shit like that.
And they probably get the free product.
Yeah, and I went like this. Fuck it. I said $100. Stupid ass Chicago taxes and shit. It was like 117. I'm like, le dije a Tony, should I do it? Let's Tony. Do it, cheap ass motherfucker. So I clicked on it and I bought that shit.
Well, the only reason he bought it was because he had one full Kawama in him.
Yeah, and drink the Kawama. And I was buzzing.
But he drank Cedro's Kawama.
That was my Kawama.
Dude, that one, I see frosty.
And then you had more beers at night, right?
No.
Yeah, you have fucking Sandia beers and all that shit.
Yeah, that's him, not me.
The Modelo.
I didn't drink that. Hell no. I can't drink that shit.
I saw a bunch of cans
again.
There.
No, that was probably your can.
No, I drank one.
No, I didn't
and there was
that.
Three.
No, honestly, I didn't.
I'm like, Pancho had it because I told you last night I went to sleep early, yeah, like at 10.
Well, because I walked in and I told him, like, you guys had a party or something?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cans, right?
The house looked like a wreck, right? Like, yeah, we just fucking partied
it was
all
like
night.
Partied all night, dude.
Yeah, I was like this. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to buy it. You know what I dije, man, 100%. Hello, yo bien pinche baller con mi pinche vara, güey. Some motherfuckers be wasting $300, güey. With no real, people like, no real? Like, no fucking real.
It's just a palo?
Yeah, it's the palo.
And now Pancho's having a dilemma whether to buy a spinning reel or a baitcaster reel. I'm like, Pancho, baitcaster?
Spinning reel,
you're
going
to backlash for a while.
Yeah, go spinning.
Don't talk
and Pancho went, oh, I'm going to get a spinning.
Hey, don't be like, Peepees, bro. Peepees, bro. It takes a math to do that. Peepees, if your dumbass got it, anybody could have it. Look at Julian got that shit. I don't know. Ese güey tiene como three Abel Garcia, güey.
Three Abel Garcia rods?
He just going that
hey,
shit.
He bought three rods, three baitcasting rods. My nephew, Julian,
and
he's about 13.
This shit
he's
fuck.
About 13 years old. He bought three rods.
He's not 13, he's almost 15. Wait.
He got like $600 in his birthday.
Yeah.
He's like this. I'm like, hey, kid. I was like, hey, put it in a trust fund so when you go to college. Next day, Bass Bros have three rods. $200 each. Hey, went fishing one time. Doesn't want to go anymore.
Well, he's saving them for later on when he needs them down the road.
No, this year we're going to take them out more to different spots.
Él quería ir more spots porque él quiere como esa pinche kind of fishing casting.
Uh-huh.
Y yo le dije, Ciro's the dumbass. No, Sergio is the dumbass one que agarró una lefty one. That way?
He got the wrong one?
Ciro, no. Sergio agarró para un lefty. Yo nunca
sabía. I'm going to go fishing with your brother Sergio too because Sergio's the only guy que está, si le gusta pescar el güey and he likes staying out late.
Uh-huh.
Getting drunk.
Well, he's married. Wait, you can't do nothing else.
Yeah.
And that one like this.
I just miss. I
I miss
first
fishing.
First of all, it's flathead catfishing, right? Fuck now.
Yeah. Pero con Tony le digo, hey, güey, también en el TikTok shop, güey, están los little beads y toda esa chingada que we gotta buy. Y Tony siempre me dice, bro, we could do it cheaper ourselves y todo. I'm like, watch, güey. Where we wanna go, güey, nunca tenemos las cosas,
güey. Now, look at, I'm looking at the weather here in Chicago in the next couple of weeks. It looks like we're about to heat up already.
Like it looks like we're there. 80s.
Every day is 70, above 70. Every day is 70. So what I'm thinking, Panchito, is Monday,
let's go buy
fishing supplies. Tuesday morning, we go hit the water plant. 2 hours from here, and we'll fish in the morning for some caddy, some blue catfish.
That sounds magically nice.
That sounds magically nice.
Lo único que no me gustó de la pinche vara que no se a la mitad
doesn't break in half.
I hate that shit.
Cause those rods are like casting rods, so they usually don't break it in half.
But I got a spinning one.
No, but I'm saying that is meant for casting.
Anyway, I like
a spinning reel.
Okay, tell me the difference between a spinning and a casting. What's the difference?
I think the real difference is that
casting you go like this.
Casting spinning, like with this. A casting rod. you cast.
That's what it is.
Come on, when you're bass fishing and stuff, what's the biggest thing? You got to get that fucking lure
no,
in there
pero
fast.
No, pero como mí, va a ser para flathead, porque esas son specific para flathead. How do I know it's a spinning one, and how do I know it's a fucking, casting one?
Because of the reel, bitch.
No tienen reel, güey.
Oh, no, you can put whatever you want on it.
Well, porque that's the thing I'm telling
pero
you.
But the ones that don't break in half are usually used for casting, because they're longer.
Esta,
and
a lo mejor, if I probably get a different cuando me llegue, ¿qué tal si esta sí se puede...
Break in half.
You know?
No,
porque
no,
yo
so
le puse spinning.
Sure
yo le just puse spinning.
¿Te puse pinning,
güey? Le puse pinning, güey.
Que era un pinche pinning, güey. You know what I'm
este
saying?
Este güey, the only reason he bought it porque se empedó el güey.
I'm telling you, güey, voy a estar todo glowed out this fucking, it's just summer, voy a comprar gold fucking.
Hey, you saw the gold watch found on the, so there is a dude, a wealthy man in the Titanic, right? And when that ship sunk, they found a gold watch on him. It just sold at an auction for $1.5 million. Check this out, CJ. Read it for me. It's crazy, right? This shit, how valuable this shit is.
Says Astor, one of the wealthiest passengers aboard the Titanic, perished in the disaster while his pregnant wife survived. The watch, among Astor's personal effects, recovered after...
What's the guy's name?
See, I'm an Astor.
Ben Astor?
I don't know, but that's his name, Astor. After sinking, has been gifted to William Dobbin, the tenth, infant son of 1935. After several decades in private ownership, it was auctioned in the late 1990s and has since been displayed in museums, viewed by millions. Andrew Aldridge, managing director of the auction house, noted the enduring interest in the Titanic memorabilia as evidenced by the high prices these items command.
1.5 It's like a pocket watch, right?
Yeah, it's a pocket watch. At 1.5 million is sold.
Let me see.
Damn, that's crazy.
Hey, pocket watch used to be that thing back
then.
Well,
they had the little chain on them, and you would look at them like
there's
this.
There's the guy looking. Look at that bigote. It's crazy how people just like collecting shit like that.
I don't know why you want a pocket watch.
That was old school, bro. When you used to have pocket watches, bro, that was guaranteed pussy back then in the early 1900s.
Going to the movie Tombstone Week.
Because when did the Titanic happen?
I don't know.
Like 1929?
That's crazy because a long time ago, yo nomás sé por la movie, güey. That's it.
The Titanic?
The Titanic.
Now, that always interests me, bro.
Okay.
The Titanic, like when the shit like that happens, especially when
it
I
was
see
in 1912.
1912. Or 100 years ago.
Yo nomás cuando conocí la Titanic porque salió la movie. And then it caught my interest in shit, like the thing. But I never read it too much into it, wait, because, like, but it tells you, like, I just look at it like it's crazy how wealthy and rich motherfuckers will go to the extreme just to say I got fucking money, you know? But a lot of rich people wanted to be just what the first ones that did it on that boat, way.
The Titanic?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Titanic, the interesting part about that it was that it held wealthy people and they also held poor people.
No, pues you have to have that. Pero casi todo, ¿tá viste lo que dijeron de los wealthy motherfuckers?
That guy was the richest passenger on the Titanic.
How much was he worth? 35 bucks.
It doesn't say how much he was worth.
And it's crazy. But
look, search up his name and put net worth at the time of passing.
Okay. Even with the guys.
I guarantee you $4,000.
You know, the craziest shit is, güey, the people that went down in the submarine, ¿te acuerdas? Rich motherfuckers, too. Crazy. What they do? They just want to show that I got fuck you money. You know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy to me. It's like, is that no matter what, is that...
Remember that submarine was such a big story?
Uh-huh.
That, like, homemade submarine que se murió lo... People don't know what I'm talking about. It happened this year or last year.
Uh-huh.
Probably, like, last year, no?
Yeah, it got to be last
right,
year.
That dude was a fucking rich dude. Se llevó su hijo. Se llevó su hijo, right?
See, I can't remember the story.
Yeah, the fucking submarine blew up underneath the water.
Under pressure.
It imploded.
It's crazy because obviously when they did more tests on it, when they discovered they were saying that submarine in particular had a lot of, it shouldn't have been.
Red flags.
It shouldn't have been in the water, right? But when you're rich, you're like, fuck it, we're going. But it's crazy because the dad, he used that submarine a lot, I guess. He made different voyages underneath the water with it. Obviously, this time it fucking blew up. But I go, and I remember people were talking shit to them. Like, oh, look at the rich people think they could do whatever. That's what happens to them when you don't follow the rules. And I go.
So he was worth 87 mil.
God damn! At the time?
Yeah, at the time.
Or right now, equivalent to.
Let's see. At that time, so equivalent to 2.75 billion.
Motherfucker, Donald Trump back then. What the fuck would he do? Sell pocket watches?
I don't think he sold pocket
That's
watches.
That's crazy. 80 million.
Smuggling Scotch whiskey.
87 million in 1912.
He was selling fucking whiskey with.
But you look at a situation like that.
He was a gold miner.
Obviously, what happened to the people in the submarine is a fucking tragic, right? Tragedy. You ever go when people always say, and when you die what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right? Yeah. When you look at it like.
But you also got to remember who's
so
saying it.
So he was a businessman, a real estate builder, an investor, an inventor, a writer, and a lieutenant colonel in the Spanish-American War.
Sound to me like he was a young entrepreneur.
Yes, he was.
Everybody's an entrepreneur.
He sounds to me like a fucking Colonel Sanders.
Anyway, every fucking profile, every profile that you see on Instagram, those are entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs.
I mean, bitch.
Just because you can put your socks on doesn't make you an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? But back to that, you always got to remember who says the stuff, right? It's usually jealous motherfuckers that may never going to do
experience that kind of something like that.
Yeah. It's como dicen todos. It's easy to say, fuck this guy because he failed that shit. It's the easiest thing. And cuando no tienes money para hacer esas cosas, people are going to talk shit, right? You know what I'm saying? It's como todos. Oh, it's because they're rich. Well, how they get rich? Smarter than you. Como even the que dice que Donald Trump is, oh, he's a thief. He lies. Well, he's smart, motherfucker.
Donald Trump? Yeah.
Well, no, viste ese. Ponle así.
Immaculate veneers that he has.
Yeah.
Hey, you seen his white teeth?
Yeah.
Perfection.
And he fucks him right in the pussy.
And he, no.
Oh, grabs, he grabs him by the pussy.
Y
luego puedes ver como dice todos, güey. Todos esos güeyes are smart people, güey. They know what they're doing. They know how to, como dice, güey, bend the rules. They listen to all the rules that people... It's como le digo a todos, güey. You think all these politicians don't get away with it? It's because they are writing the fucking laws, güey. It's como inside the trade. ¿Viste el dude que exposed a Nancy Pelosi on X? He said he followed Nancy Pelosi what she traded on. Recently, look it up. Recently in the stock market, she bought so much shit and sabe qué? So he went and bought the same shit, güey. And he made let's say, that's why I believe, like he said, these people shouldn't be trading, bro. They got inside shit, bro. Look at her. She bought that and that stock went up. Because everybody knows. She buys, bro. She knows something. Fuck right away.
Hey, Cedro, take notes. Wait, go. Let's get into this shit, too.
I don't understand. I don't understand that shit at all. I like how motherfuckers like me from the block trying to explain me like, you don't know shit, bro.
Cedro me dice Cedro. He'll look at me and rant. You know, Cedro has some wild thoughts sometimes. And he'll go, Tony, I've heard that you don't make money unless you make your money. Like, you have to have your money in real estate or something. And I'm like, Cedro, you have $38.
You got to make your money work for you, my boy.
He looks at me. I love Cedro's heart. Penny stocks. I'm like, I don't think that's real anymore, dude. And if it is, whoever's doing that shit, going straight to jail.
¿Se lo miraste o no?
not coming out.
And Tulu explains, like, I bought
I heard
it. And I said, I bought that shit. As soon as I knew, I made the money because they jumped up as soon as everybody knew that Lancey bought it. Then I dumped it, and she dumped it, too. And I go, yeah, that's what they do. And I go, like, bro, those rich motherfuckers know what they're doing. They got
that's why sometimes I go when people go, put your money in the stock market. I'm like, you got to be careful.
Cuando a ti te dejan entrar, güey, es cuando ya they know it's going to... Te van a coger, güey.
A los pobres, a los como nosotros, we enter as los otros los cogen.
Yeah.
Los ricos it's cogen a nosotros.
I like how everybody makes it seem like they got so much money in crypto, güey. All your friends be like, yeah, I invested in crypto so early. Like, shut
French Montana. Yeah, they still live at home.
French Montana said, dude, I had like 5 million in crypto. Woke up one day, lost it all.
Yeah.
Those are dangerous, sketchy
Well, yeah, porque es como dijo, güey. Yo siempre he dicho, güey. They're not going to let you in on their little schemes, güey. Yeah. Okay,
they'll a let
shit.
You in a little bit and you they'll take they it do? All.
Es lo que hizo como Bernie Madoff y todo, güey. ¿Sabes lo que hacen, güey? Como now, remember que nobody could buy Bitcoin, güey, porque it was so expensive. At one point, ¿cuánto era cada pinche? I think it was like $40,000, $50,000, some shit like that. So nobody, only rich motherfuckers. But it, the crypto started taking a shit. ¿Y qué pasó, güey? Oh, now you go buy it. You know what they do, güey? They're running out of money, so they say, hey, bro, invest. It's going to blow back up. Ahí vas tú como un estúpido, güey. You give all your money, and then you fuck. Have you not noticed que that's how they do it? They let you in when the shit is fucking hitting. ¿Desde cuándo dice que the fucking cryptocurrency is going to take over fucking the bill? He's going to take over.
But one dude, yeah, I mean, those things are always fishy, like the like you know those why? Fucking, ¿cómo se llama esos apes que people will buy? ¿Cómo se llama esas chingaderas?
Oh, those fucking
NFTs, wey.
NFTs. Those are always sketchy for me.
No,
from the
¿sabes
start.
Por qué te digo del,
but, crypto, go ahead.
Del cryptocurrency, wey? Uh-huh. Yeah, it might. It's como dicen todos. You don't never know, but I listen to that Copzilla y todos esos weyes que hablan y todo de las pinches.
One Coffeezilla.
Thing, Coffeezilla. I always remember, bro. Some of these are all fucking Ponzi schemes, bro. How Bernie Madoff pulled out the bit. Remember, wey. The government, way, no va a dejar algo if they can't make their money, way. So, como it's a currency, way, cryptocurrency, sabes que es like, like dealing online, way. All that shit, way. ¿Por qué piensas que hicieron money, way? That you could see, you could track it, you could do all that shit, way. You think it's como cuando le digo a todos, way, cuando dice, I read something, cuando dijeron que, as soon as the Saudis start, lo dijo Vladimir Putin, as soon as the Saudis start taking dollar for oil, it's the end of the dollar. He goes, yeah, it's gonna be the end of America. It's gonna be the election way. Well, guess what? When that shit happens, they're gonna tell the Saudis, go fuck yourself, and you ain't buying shit here. We ain't buying nothing. So why you think they take the dollar, motherfucker?
Well, one thing I do believe is I was listening to this fucking billionaire guy. Like I said, you gotta be smart of what you're listening to. But this is true though. People think that they're gonna get they're going to be rich and wealthy by saving your money. Let me tell you something. You don't get rich by saving your money. You have to have some of your money in some type of play that makes you money, right? And that I do agree with. I feel like some people are like, oh, just save everything. I'm like, no, you got to make your money work for you. Like, obviously, be smart investment, not risky shit. But I go, you can't have like, oh, I have $20,000 and that's it. Well, then you just have $20,000. But you got to get something and make something. It could be real estate. It could be anything you want. But somewhere that your money can make money for you. And it's crazy because I just learned that there's a bank that I forgot the name. A lady just told me. And she goes, hey, I'm moving. She tells me she has like 3 bank accounts, right? She goes, I'm moving some of my savings to this bank because they're giving you 4% on your savings. I think
it's Capital
monthly.
One.
And you go, no fucking bank does that. Not even, no bank even does
1%. You know, 1%. Capital, that worked out hablando de Capital One, way. Porque ves que te dan aquí, I think it's like 0.01.
Yeah,
in our
it's
bank.
Real low.
It's real low. You don't get shit. They say que if you do it through Capital One, you know, Capital is usually the credit card, but they got an online banking thing. You get more for your savings. You get more. Y me está diciendo un guy at work, depending how much you make, some people say they, I know it's not a lot, pero compare lo que te dan aquí en tu regular bank, they're making like $130 a month.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I never paid attention to shit like that. Yeah. And she told me, I'm like,
only problem is they don't got fucking ATMs. Right?
I know, but I go, I don't even use it money really.
So they give you a 4.25%
Capital
One. That's crazy because now that I think about it, I go, people go, oh, it's only $130 a month. That's my phone bill.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I go, that's how motherfuckers, people that they get rich, they look at shit like that.
The thing is, güey, que people want to make the big fish. They want to make the 100,000. And cuando vas entendiendo todo eso, yo no, yo soy illiterate financially. Yo no entiendo nada de eso, güey. You know? Pero si cuando I hear people talk, como el, do the work, he's been an accountant, me explica how, me trata de explicar how shit goes. It doesn't interest me to me. Pero eso cuando me dice, people are full of shit, bro.
Oh, yeah.
If they're making, it's full of shit, bro. It's como tu boy que made money off the fucking shitbag things, right? How long did
money
it take?
Money off what?
The shitbags.
But that was a farm.
But por eso te digo, how long did it took
him to? No, he said, dude, it was like over 10 years, like 12
yeah.
years.
Por eso te digo, all these motherfuckers talking about, dude, I invested in crypto. Bro, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, bro, if you really invested that shit, you could have.
You know what? I don't believe that shit, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, like the bank shit, it sparked my mind because I'm like, for real.
Yeah.
Why the fuck I'm not letting my money, even if it's $130 a month, I could use that shit. You know, every fucking dollar counts, right? Like, why am I just having my money sit in my bank, collecting nothing? You know, one thing, I'm pretty good at saving. But I have to get better at having more passive income, right? Because like I said, everybody usually only depends on their job. Like, no, you want to have money coming in from, you know, it don't have to be a lot of money, but a little bit of money from somewhere
pero
else
es como
if you
cuando
can.
Yo nunca entendí, él me estaba explicando, güey. You know, es, por eso now that rappers say like, bro, I want 100,000. Y el bank says, dude, you got to give us 24 hours for that shit. Porque he goes, do you know that certain banks, it's como, no es como las movies, they carry $2 million in the bank. You know
yeah,
they don't
no.
do that shit. Y la le dice, you know
but
what?
But not after fucking.
What? Fuck all that. Pero ¿sabes por qué they don't
Billy
carry?
Billy the Kid.
No,
or ¿cómo se llamaba?
¿Cómo robaban los banks?
¿Cómo se llamaba?
Yeah, Billy the Kid.
It was Billy the Kid.
It was Billy the Kid. Yeah, ¿cómo se llamaba el otro? Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde and Billy the Kid.
Yeah, y luego como dijo, you know why they do that shit, right? Le digo, no, like why? Because también por stealing, pero how you think they make their money? Why you think they always tell you put your money in your bank?
Yeah.
Tú cuando le vas a pedir al banco un préstamo, ¿qué te dice que te va a cobrar?
A percentage. Oh, what is that called?
Interest. Wait.
Interest, there you go.
Compras un carro, ¿qué te cobran?
Interest.
Interest. So el bank le dice, yeah, keep your money here. We're going to give you a... ¿Cuánto da Bank of America or Chase into savings? Wait, it's like a...
0.46%.
¿Cuánto?
0.46%.
Dog shit.
Shit, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So that's the average.
See, Joe, how much you have
that's the average bank that.
Oh, they
entonces
give
you're
getting negatives, ones and twos, huh?
So, I only got a penny in there.
Ponle así, güey. Él me dijo, ponle así, güey. You know what they do? They grab your money and invest that money.
That's crazy.
Where now, no interest. They're not paying no interest on your
now
shit.
That, you, that scares me because I'm going to take all my money out and put it underneath the mattress like my mom used to do.
Oh, shit. I know
that people. My mom used to whole bank over there, her whole
you remember
$200.
When Alex went through that phase where he's like, I don't trust banks.
Hey, güey, yo entendí una cosa, güey. Eso sí es cierto, güey. Cuando alguien te va a robar o te van a quitar tu identity, güey, trust me. Cuando dijo, güey, they don't rob you, güey. They rob motherfuckers que tengan pinche good credit. Broke ass motherfuckers, you're in the bottom of the list, güey.
Why
you
do you think I fucking have bad credit? Why do you think I don't pay my credit card on time? I want to get scared.
Actually, you get like, but dice un dude cuando ya tienes también pinche good credit line con alguien, güey, they don't, y sí, lo que miré con mi Discover card, a veces me he pasado, se me olvida, you know? Me paso 5 days, they never charge me, güey.
Yeah, me neither.
Pero pinche mi regular bank, güey. I forgot to say.
Esos son putos.
$35. I'm like, damn, you fucking asses.
I always break. Look at stuff like this when people go, crypto. Bro, I know people that when crypto was a Bitcoin, bro, you got to invest. Bro, I invested in this. And I go, how come none of you motherfuckers are still stuck in the same fucking place? Y'all broke as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Tripping
bro,
about splitting
expensive.
A fucking Modelo 12 pack amongst each other. We're 30 years old, motherfucker. And you're telling me you're about investing? Get the fuck
if
out of here.
If
go
you
fuck
show,
yourself.
If you show up and you're over 20, 25 years old with a 40 to a party and you talk about crypto, you listen to a wrong motherfucker,
go
bro.
Fuck a go kick
yeah.
rocks.
Yeah, you're right about that shit.
Yeah, see
you feel me, dog?
I'm never taking advice.
I feel you.
All right, folks, with that, we out of here.
All right, peace. All
right, peace.
Cause this my hometown, this my hometown, this my hometown. This my hometown, this my hometown. This my hometown, this my hometown. This my hometown, this my hometown.